Bernie Porn. He's president of Epic MRA. They're a great polling resource here in the state of Michigan. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Tony?
I saw you got some good PR. Your poll was used, I don't know if it was the News or the Free Press. I saw one of those. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, always good to get coverage.
All right, you have more information that you are releasing on your last poll. I know that you have some numbers on the Schneider favorability and job rating.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm just about to send it out to folks. So you are the first to get it. He's actually shown some improvement. The last time we tested it and his personal favorability, he had 38% favorable and 42% unfavorable. That has now bumped up a little bit to 41% favorable and 40% unfavorable. On his job rating numbers, that has shown some improvement, too. The last time we tested it, he was at 60% negative job rating, and that followed all of the debate about the budget cuts and everything. He's now at 57% negative, a drop of 3 points, and he improved in his positive job rating from 27% to 34%. The other thing that is worth noting is that there's been some improvement in direction of the state. The last time we tested it, 55% said it was off in the wrong track, and now that's dropped to 51%. So people are a little bit more optimistic, and we also tested on the economy.
Well, before we talk about the economy, the numbers could be somewhat surprising. Obviously, not everyone's going to be happy with who you are and what you do when you're in politics. But it seems like people are happier with the direction the state's going, and yet they don't like him. And I would take it that some folks might say, "Well, Bernie just talked to a bunch of union guys." I would admit, were there Republicans in there? Were people who voted for him who were still unhappy with him?
Oh yeah, when you look at the partisan breakout, he does not have nearly the high numbers that he needs, even from Republicans. But our survey had 37% Democrats, 37% Republicans, of course we track every month to make sure that all the demographics are about what they should be. So it is a balance of the folks that turn out at the polls. That's who we interview.
All right, and I know you have some numbers on the economy.
We asked a question, thinking about Michigan's economy, do you believe the economy in Michigan has already bottomed out and is starting to improve, is at the bottom but is not yet getting any better, has not yet bottomed out and will still get worse? 40% said it has bottomed out and is starting to improve. That's the highest number of the responses. Next was at 32%. It's at the bottom and is not yet getting any better. And 25% said that it is not yet bottomed out and will still get worse. When you that identical question was asked in a nationwide survey, and much lower numbers nationwide for starting to improve. So things I think are starting to look up in terms of voters' perception about Michigan's economy. And we ask a variety of different questions, but on this particular one, that is an improvement since the last time that we asked it.
I have an email here. It says, Tony, next time Bernie Porn is on, ask him to go over the numbers again, Obama versus Romney. I missed it. That's from Mike from Lansing.
Oh, sure. In the matchup between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, our last poll was in February, and Romney led 46% to 41%. It has had little change since then. It is now 46% to 42% Romney over Obama. However, the hard vote has changed a little bit. Now, when I say the hard vote, when our interviewers talk to survey respondents, they ask them, well, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? And that initial reaction is called the hard direct vote. And back in February, it was 38% voting for each of them. Now it has dropped off for Romney, and actually Obama leads among those who directly responded, 39% to 34%. Romney dropped by 4 points. However, he still has a lead, but it is softer because 12% of those who were undecided and had to be pressed. Well, if the election were held today, who would you lean toward? 12% say they lean toward Romney, and 3% lean toward Obama, giving Romney pretty much the same lead that he had before. But it is softer than it was then.
Bernie, I have a request for your next poll. Ask the people that you poll who would they favor, Debbie Stabenow or Pete Hoekstra, because it appears Mr. Hoekstra is thinking about getting back in the race. That's a big-name guy who's a big-name politician, so should those two go at it, I would imagine that'd prove pretty interesting.
Actually, we have asked that question in the past, and it was almost dead even when we asked it the last time.
Oh, very, very interesting. I heard a comment on our news earlier where Mr. Hoekstra is really taking a hard look at this. So,
another piece of our poll, we had Stabenow numbers, and part of probably that decision, I think, may be based on maybe they're doing some polling, because her negative job rating numbers have actually gone up. That's part of the release for today, and interesting you should ask that, because her job rating numbers have become a little bit more negative, and her unfavorable rating has also gone up.
Bernie, in a past life, you worked in state government. What'd you do?
Well, I started off as a constituent writer back in 1974, and over the years, I made my way up to the point where I was a communications director in 1990 through 1992.
All right, so here we are in the middle of summer. I got about a minute left. We're in the middle of summer, and not much is going on, at least news-wise. What are politicians doing right now?
Well, they're right now trying to figure out what to do in their new districts, because they're going to be running in new districts, and so they're trying to weed things out in terms of what they're going to do in the new geography, if in fact they've picked it up. They may have other opponents that they have to deal with, so dollars to donuts, most of your politicians are trying to figure out what they're going to be doing in their new districts.
Trying to survive.
Trying to survive.
All right, Bernie, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Take care, Tony.